Talking today with Troy Marshall. He's our NASS Oklahoma statistician. How are we doing, Troy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, you guys were saying you've been pretty busy. What all has been going on there at NASS?
Well, we're getting ready for our late summer surveys and then start working on our coming into our fall surveys. So we've got a lot of stuff kind of coming up and just ready to hit the ground running and get some data collected.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the most annoying things that you're going to be talking about is feral swine. Now, I know that you guys are conducting a feral swine livestock damage survey to kind of measure the costs of how, you know, destructive those animals are. So tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. This is a partnership survey. So we partner with APHIS, Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service. So it's one of these surveys that we team up with them to try to collect some information because it really benefits what they're doing, but it's right for our Oklahoma producers as well and other producers around the country. We're really going in and diving in, and we're specifically focusing on livestock producers this trip. So trying to put a measure to how much damage there is in Oklahoma due to feral swine. And we know that's a significant amount, but you know, when we don't even have a good idea of what that feral swine population is, it's hard to even measure what that damage is. So getting that information from producers is the first step to really identifying the problem.
And so if you are a producer and you're having this issue, what exactly are they supposed to do?
So, you know, we have a sample that we selected based off of our livestock producers. So we're going to be contacting about in Oklahoma, roughly around just under 1,700 producers, asking some questions about their losses, what's happened if they had to replace some different pasture or they had some destruction, asking specific questions about that. But if they're seeing issues, we have a contact here in Oklahoma. ODAF has a partnership with APHIS as well. So I would highly recommend them talking to the Wildlife Services here at ODAF, and they can get some help from the staff there.
Where do you see the most problems with feral swine in Oklahoma? Because I know there's some portions of the state that have a pretty bad problem and there's some folks that don't.
Well, you know, if you follow through with some of the things that they're doing, Wildlife Services and has been working on a farm bill program that's in a few of the counties out west. They're starting to kind of work through some of those counties. Now, we know feral swine's pretty much everywhere across the state, but they kind of isolated some counties that they're working on. Scott Alls, the director, Oklahoma Director of Wildlife Services, really focused in on that, and they're trying to make some progress there. But we know that it's a problem everywhere across Oklahoma.
And it is a problem because it's not just, I mean, I was watching somebody trap some of those things the other day, and they are mean. They're super mean.
They are mean. And the other thing that everybody kind of tends to overlook, and APHIS has a lot of research out there on their website about some of the different diseases that they can carry. So not only mean from the aspect of physically mean, but they also carry a lot of different diseases that could impact our livestock and different animal health that are around our farms. So they have a lot of bad things that they come with them.
And they're very hard to control. I mean, it's very hard to get rid of them once you see them around.
They are. They're really smart. They learn really fast. They know where the food is, and they learn if someone starts coming around and impacting their food source, they're going to go somewhere else. So they're really elusive. But I think if you manage it right, Scott would probably be a better one to say of how they do that. But from talking to them, APHIS does a great job. Wildlife Services does a great job with that. And it seems like they're making a lot of progress. I know just in talking with them through that Farm Bill program, they already in those, I think it's 9 counties, eliminated about 14,000 feral swine just in those 9 counties over 2 years. So a pretty substantial amount.
So when you guys get this information back with NASS, what actually does it do, or what are you going to do with that info?
So what we do is we'll bring it back, take a little bit of analysis on it, and then pass it off with our partners. And the thing about it is we're kind of that middle piece to it, where we collect information and make sure that we strip off any of that personal information that's tied to it. So that confidentiality applies with us. It's protected just like any of our other surveys. And then we put some summaries to it and pass that information off to APHIS, where they can use that information to make decisions, where they need to focus, what type of funds need to be focused towards it, and where put some emphasis to the amount of damage that's coming from different areas as well. So they can kind of hone in on what they need to do.
So if any of our producers are listening and Troy can't, and Troy tries to contact you, answer the phone, right?
That's right. We always we appreciate all of the responses. We know it takes time out of producers' busy schedule. We try to be as quick and painless as possible. But again, your data and your response really matters because it does influence where we get this help from some of our federal monies and our federal partners and our sister agencies where they can focus in their work.
And Troy, how much, like, when is this going to start, or has this the survey already started?
We've actually already mailed out, and we're starting to call producers now. So you will start hearing some phone calls from our enumerators. So we do have enumerators collecting this data for us here out of Oklahoma. So they will be given phone calls, and they'll identify themselves as calling on behalf of USDA NAS and NASDA. We have a partnership with NASDA, which is National Association of State Department of Agriculture. So we partner with them to collect all this data, and they do a great job for us. So if you hear from one of those enumerators, please give them a few minutes of your time, and they'll walk you through it as quick as possible.
Excellent information. Well, Troy, thank you so much. Very good information for everybody to know today.
Thank you for your time.